As American schools struggle to reopen, many rural districts are worried that their students will fall even further behind than their city peers. The federal government estimates that more than a third of rural America has little or no internet. But as NPR's Kirk Ziegler reports, some see opportunity even in this moment of crisis.
These past 7 months have been a big strain on families like Mandy Borens. The Borens are cattle ranchers on a remote slice of land near Idaho's Owyhee Mountains. They have four kids in school.
When COVID hit and we went online, I thought, well, that's great. I'll be able to get my kids' schooling done in a few hours, and then they'll be to work with dad, and no problem. It'll be great. It didn't turn out so great.
She had set up an improvised classroom on a big table inside their house.
We have this little port here that we can plug in everyone's devices.
Everyone plugs into their satellite internet, the only way to get online out here. It's spotty, and that's on a good day. Forget trying to Zoom or use Google Classroom.
I soon found out that our internet speeds were so slow, and having four kids trying to do schooling at the same time didn't work so well. So we had to spread it out all week long. Actually, we were doing schooling on Saturdays and Sundays as well.
Her kids started back in person for now, but this pandemic has shined a glaring light on a lot of inequalities, and educators worry the rural-urban divide will only worsen if kids here can't get online to learn. Last spring, many districts resorted to delivering paper schoolwork to students who didn't have internet or cell service at home.
I don't know why anybody would rationally think we can just hand you a packet and here you're going to go teach yourself. Like, that's basically what was going on.
Nearby in Nevada, Leslie Molina is the principal at McDermott Combined on the Fort McDermott Reservation. All 105 of her students qualify for free or reduced lunch, and about 75% have no internet at home.
Plus, we're also so extremely rural. I mean, we're 80 miles from a Walmart.
When a fifth of tribal members tested positive for coronavirus, the school decided to start back virtually, at least for the first couple weeks. But they've had time to plan. Nevada was already trying to get every student outfitted with tablets and cellular hotspots. And due to the pandemic, CARES Act money is fast-tracking that. So when McDermott schools reopened September 8th, Molina ditched those dreaded paper packets.
So we spent that week troubleshooting a lot of technology and calling and hounding parents and students if they weren't on that, hey, remember, this is a required piece. Like, it's not optional. You don't get to turn in whatever you want. It's just like coming to school. You have to come to your class.
But you can't rely on hotspots forever, especially since cell service here is spotty. Rural leaders have been lobbying Congress for a big public works project to build out broadband, much like when the government paid to bring electricity to rural areas during another crisis, the Great Depression.
Honestly, the challenge is bringing about some good. It really is.
Jojo Myers-Campos is Nevada's broadband development manager. She hopes the pandemic makes people realize that fast internet should be a right, not a privilege.
I wish that every single time a big project was done, you had to put in conduit and fiber in the ground, just like you do water and sewer, just like you do gas, just like you do electricity.
Reliable internet or not, parents like Mandy Boren in Idaho are worried this pandemic is causing a big setback for learning.
Makes you appreciate your teachers a whole lot more. Always appreciated them, but just, you know, to have to do four grades as one person, that's tough.
Idaho is also using CARES Act money to build out broadband, but Boren recently learned the fiber won't reach her ranch by a year-end deadline. So for now, she's depending on her kids' schools staying in person, so long as it's safe. Kirk Ziegler, NPR News, Boise.